Welcome to Biblical Stock Market Updates. I'm your host, Dexter Lyons. I'm the Senior Portfolio Manager of the LionX Mutual Fund. With each episode, I'll provide biblical insight on the stock market. I've been helping Christians actively manage investment risk since 1990. I practice what I preach, and I eat my own cooking, as 99% of my assets are invested in LionX. Join me today as we discuss timely and biblical market insights. The Issachar Fund, LionX, a BRI ESG fund, is about 45% invested in 15 growth stocks as of Sunday, August 9th. I did more selling than buying last week as earnings were released. I try not to hold a stock through its earnings release no matter what kind of profit cushion I may have. Anything can happen after a company releases its earnings and guidance, so the risk of a steep decline is something I try to avoid. I would much rather miss a stock gapping up in price after an earnings surprise release versus sitting through a waterfall gap down in price, wishing I had sold. Selling a stock before an earnings release forces me to stay focused on the leaders because that is where I believe most of the money is made. In hindsight, a lot of the leaders that LionX was invested in had great earnings announcements, but many of them blew up after they released earnings, causing the stocks to gap down in price, so I was happy to be out of harm's way. I do not like how many of the leaders are responding to their good news, so I view this as a sign of caution. Maybe the market takes a breather here and does some back and fill action to let the money flow from the weak hands to the stronger ones. Who knows? I just try to take my clues from the price and volume action of leading stocks, and they're telling me that risk has increased, so I'm comfortable being only 45% invested at this time. If things get ugly, I will not hesitate to do more selling until I'm comfortable with the risk that I'm taking for the reward that I'm expecting. My job is to manage the risk, and the market provides the return. I believe the uptrend is still intact, but it may take some sideways action to digest recent gains before the rally continues into the November election. There's no guarantee that any investment will achieve its objective, generate profit, positive returns, or avoid losses. The Fed's balance sheet declined about $4 billion last week after peaking on June 16th. I'm not too concerned about these small weekly declines. I would be concerned if they came out with a policy change that would cause their balance sheet to contract substantially, but I do not see that happening at this time. Bottom line, it may be time to take the foot off the gas because there could be a turn ahead, so let's keep both eyes on the road. I believe the leaders stumbled a bit last week, so now we see if they can gain a stronger footing or they will bring the rest of the market lower. I feel like the market may have temporarily lost its risk appetite, so maybe it is time to clear the deck and sit on the sidelines while the dust settles. I worked too hard to get the gains we have in LionX this year, and I will not sit on my hands and let the market take away our gains. So I harvested some profits last week. I believe that it is hard to go wrong taking profits. By the grace of God, I try to position LionX according to the risk I see and the return I expect. Then I act accordingly, seeking to maximize our gains and seeking to avoid life-changing losses. I wish you the best of returns. Grace and peace to everyone. Romans 3:23-24. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and we are all justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you more abundantly. For more biblical insights on the stock market and how you can take active steps to manage risk in your investment portfolio with the LionX Mutual Fund, please visit www.issacharfund.com. That's ISSACHARFUND.com. Or call 866-787-8355. Be sure and subscribe to the Biblical Stock Market Updates podcast so you don't miss out on our next biblical insights on the stock market. Hope you have a blessed day. Goodbye. Now for some important compliance disclosures. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Issachar Fund. This and other important information about the fund are contained in the prospectus, which can be obtained by calling 1-866-787-8355 or www.lionx.net. The prospectus should be read carefully before investing. The Issachar Fund is distributed by Northern Life Distributors, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Horizon Capital Management is not affiliated with Northern Life Distributors, LLC. Important risk information. Mutual funds involves risks, including the possible loss of principal. An investment in the fund may not be appropriate for all investors. The fund may hold cash positions when the advisor feels that the market is not producing returns greater than the short-term cash investments in which the fund may invest. There is a risk that the sections of the market in which the fund invests will begin to rise or fall rapidly, and the fund will not be able to sell stocks quickly enough to avoid losses or reinvest its cash positions in areas of the advancing market quickly enough to capture the initial returns of changing market conditions. The advisor's judgment about the attractiveness, value, and potential appreciation of particular asset classes and securities in which the fund invests may prove to be incorrect and may not produce the desired results. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. If you know someone who would like to receive this via email, please hit subscribe at linex.net. Thank you, and God bless.